Divine Mercy Novena Day 9. Hello, friends, and welcome to our final day where we are seeking Jesus and his torrents of grace through divine mercy. I want to thank you. We want to thank you so much for participating mm-hmm. in this journey. Many of you have been commenting on YouTube, and we want to thank you for doing that. Thank you for joining us that way. Many of you have been joining us through the private Facebook group that we have, and we really, truly appreciate all the comments and the time that you've given to watch our videos, but also pray along with our children. So thank you. Today I have before we get into the message, just a quick question for you. Do you love your Catholic faith? We do. What I'm going to ask you then to do is consider helping us. Become a Patreon member. Our Patreon members are people who have supported us on a monthly basis that have allowed this online retreat to be possible. They've empowered us to buy the lights and the sound and the software and the computers. They've allowed us to be able to do the hours of editing that have brought these videos to you. And our plan is to continue to do these type of online retreats throughout the year. Divine Mercy is one of them, but we would love to do more. So if you could please consider supporting us by becoming a Patreon member, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. So thank you, my friends, for that consideration. If you're interested, just click the link around this video. Mm-hmm. So today, with that, we pray for a group of people.
Mm-hmm. Today, bring to me souls who have become lukewarm mm-hmm. and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls wound my heart most painfully. My soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm souls. They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me, if it be your will. For them, the last hope of salvation is to run to my mercy.
The last hope of salvation is to run to his mercy, which means that salvation can be lost if we become lukewarm.
And it also means that salvation can be available
yeah.
to those who are on the brink of no hope.
See, I'm always the pessimist in this. Have you noticed?
It's called melancholy. That's okay.
Yeah.
We need melancholics in the world.
In my life, the glass is usually half empty. Janelle's, it's always brimming. It's overflowing.
Wow.
You are right. This is why we're doing this.
But you know, I feel after hearing from yesterday's reading about St. Faustina and her experience of being on the judgment seat, how every action we will be held accountable for. And I think, how many times have I been lukewarm where I felt God calling me to have more discipline in my life and I've chosen not to? You know, I feel like there's so many areas in my own personal life where I'm lukewarm, where I go along to get along, where I don't want to rock the boat, where I don't want to speak up and be that voice for fear of persecution. So I feel like I fit into this category too.
Mm. Something that I've been thinking about as we've done through all the other videos that I haven't mentioned yet is that to some degree we fit into each one of these categories.
Mm-hmm.
To some degree, we are the devout and faithful souls that we prayed about. To some degree, we are those great sinners. To some degree, we have a schismatic and heretic heart area that has rejected mm-hmm. Christ. To some degree,
we are victim souls.
We are victim souls. And to some degree, I know that I am lukewarm. There's areas of my life that are still cold to Christ. And we look at the Passion of Jesus. We ask ourselves, the question, was Jesus lukewarm? And I think if we look at his passion, we come to the conclusion, the passion of Jesus proves his passionate love for each one of us. Lukewarmness, what does it mean? I was thinking of what does lukewarmness look like, maybe not in our relationship with Jesus, but maybe our relationship in marriage. Perhaps then we can get a little glimpse on to how painful it would be to the heart of Jesus. For example, if I came to Janelle and said, how much do I have to listen to you in conversation before you kind of get ticked off with me? how much do I have to sacrifice for you and the kids? I'm like, yeah, give me the minimum here.
Mm-hmm.
How much... how many more videos do we actually have to do together before, you know, basically, how little, the question is, how little can I love you before I lose you?
Mm-hmm.
That question coming from me to you would be, if that was serious.
Yeah, that would be devastating.
It would be devastating.
And I feel like it wouldn't even just be devastating for me, but for our children.
Hmm.
So it's not, your sin is not isolated.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yet isn't that what we do with Christ? We look at the minimum that we can do without losing our salvation. So, okay, we got to go to Mass. Check. We got to go to confession once a year. Check. We got to pray, okay, when I need something. Check. And what we have done is we go through this box of the bare minimum that is required of the Catholic life, and we call ourselves a good Catholic. That's crazy. That's not a, I mean, to it isn't in terms of being in communion with the church, mm-hmm. but that doesn't develop a loving relationship with Jesus. It doesn't lead us on a path to great sanctity if all we're doing is shooting for the minimum in our life. See, love doesn't ask how little can I get away with. Love asks how much can I give.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the example that Jesus Christ gave on the cross. He wasn't going through that thinking, what's the bare minimum that I can do on the way of the cross? No, he gave everything to his very last breath. That is love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a lukewarm soul, but I recognize that to be able to love God the way that pleases him, I can't, except by his grace. So we ask for his grace not to be lukewarm. But what else did St. Faustina say about being lukewarm? Well, let's look at her diary.
Souls without love and without devotion, souls full of self-love and egoism, souls full of pride and arrogance, souls full of deceit and hypocrisy, lukewarm souls who have just enough warmth to keep themselves alive. My heart cannot bear this. All the graces I pour on them flow off them as off the face of a rock. I cannot stand them because they are neither good nor bad.
It reminds me of Revelations 3:15, where Jesus says, I know your works. You're neither hot nor cold, but because you're neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. Lukewarm, that's just something I don't want to be called. You know, at the end of my life, Ken Yuzinski. It was a lukewarm Catholic. That's something I just don't want.
Mm-hmm.
It also reminds me of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who said, you cannot be half a saint. It's either you're a saint or no saint at all.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts for today?
Well, I was just thinking, like, what is the standard? And I think, and like you've mentioned a few different saints, but to see, look at upon their lives and how they lived their lives and reaching for that standard as opposed to comparing ourselves to our neighbor our relatives or something like that. Like who is it that we want to be like and strive to be like? Because we know they got it right.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great. I mean, great point. There's a tendency to compare ourselves to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world doesn't really have God on their radar, so we think we're doing okay. The standard isn't the rest of the world. The standard is the glory of God. The standard is not Canon Janelle Yuzinski sitting on the couch.
Mm-mm.
The standard is the glory of God. And if you want to see who lives this out, look at the holy men and women that have gone before us. A radical commitment, devotion, and great love. And one last thing. I feel lukewarmness is not a matter of emotion. Because emotion goes up and emotion goes down. We in the spiritual life are going to have times of desolation and there's going to be times of great consolation. So let's not get caught up in how we feel. Lukewarmness is really a matter of the will, what we are choosing to do in our life. Because it's through our choices that we love God. Jesus said, those who love me will keep my commandments. He didn't say those who love me will always feel me all the time. Those who love me will always be excited. Those who love me will always be consoled. No, that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. There's going to be times where we're excited and consoled. There's also going to be times of great desolation. So this is a matter of the will, what we are choosing. So today, my friends, ask a question. How are you choosing to live your life? Is it the way a saint would live? So today, let us choose to pray for lukewarm souls. And please include us in your prayers. Click the link around this video to join our children in praying that Divine Mercy Chaplet. Closing thoughts?
Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is the Feast of the Divine Mercy.
Celebrate it. Embrace it. We're going to do one final post tomorrow with a little video message. But until then, God bless you. God love you. We'll see you soon.